55% of Americans say they pray at least once a day. 71% say they pray at least once a week. But how do we pray? Good morning, I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church, and this is Listening to Jesus. So let's listen to Jesus. What does Jesus say about how we should pray? He says, "But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him." That's Matthew 6:6-8. There's nothing wrong with public prayer, as we saw last time, but the believer should be praying in private to God most of the time. I speak to my wife in public when we're out in public, but we would have a very strange relationship indeed if I never spoke to her within the privacy of our home or the greater privacy of our bedroom. As believers, we know God as our Father. We should speak to him all the time throughout our days, and we should cherish our private times of prayer. Also, if God's our Father, we know we don't need to heap up essentially meaningless phrases to try to impress him. We can speak plainly and trust he already knows our needs and already cares more than we do. Now, that doesn't mean we won't sometimes wrestle in prayer for an extended period of time if something's burdening our hearts, but we never need to think that we need to repeat things over and over again or specially craft just the right words to get God to listen. If he's our Father, he knows us and loves us better than we could ever know. Personal, private prayer with our Heavenly Father is a tremendous privilege, and we should all take more advantage of it than we do. Listening to Jesus is a ministry of Forest Hill Presbyterian Church. Find us online at foresthillpca.org, foresthillpca.org.